From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Lots of things are driving the Wisconsin men's basketball team as they get ready for this weekend's NCAA Final Four. Forward Sam Decker said one motivator was last year's early exit from the national tournament, and he said he and his teammates went to work last summer to prevent such a fate from happening again.
Obviously, you got to be proud of what you've done to this point, and we really are. We're proud of what we've done as a team together, and we set goals in the summer where we wanted to be, and this is a place where we wanted to get, but we didn't want to just stop there. We didn't want to get there and let it come short. We want to win this next 40 and then hopefully get on another one and win another. So we have all intentions of going down there and reaching another goal of ours, and we're excited to do it.
Badgers have a public practice this afternoon at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, where the tournament's final three games will be played. Trayvon Jackson says they've got an opportunity and they need to take advantage
of it. Just embracing the moment, embracing the opportunity that has been given. And, you know, just trying to learn from the mistakes I made in the past or the past failures and stuff and just capitalize on it. I've been given a special role on this team, and as a point guard, it's important to embrace that.
The Brewers will watch the Red Sox collect their 2013 World Series rings before the two teams play each other this afternoon at Fenway Park. Marco Estrada goes up against Jake Peavy. You can hear the game right here, pregame show at 12:30. The San Antonio Spurs winning streak is over. They had won 19 in a row before falling at Oklahoma City last night. The Bucks back in action tonight. They're in Chicago. And John Kuhn will return to the Green Bay Packers for an eighth season with a much smaller salary. He could make over $1 million if he earns all of his bonuses. That's sports. I'm Tom King.